Welcome back. It's about 7 past the hour. This is Air America Radio. My name is Mike Malloy. Thanks for tuning in. When we played those sound bites, remember Bush said when the reporter informed him that there'd been a horrific helicopter crash in Iraq, 31 dead and another 6 dead American soldiers. What Bush said was it was very discouraging to the American people. To him, he doesn't care. Bush is the type that, sitting at the pinnacle of power, totally immune from everything, who can order death from 10,000 miles away. He can order people dead. He can order people be made dead. He can order women be made dead, babies be made dead, men be made dead. Gives him a rush that I think you and I only experience when we have sex. This is what a psychopathological killer can do. And when you combine his massive power with his massive ignorance and his amorality, this is, I think, what you come up with. There is something about Bush that I saw today that was non-human, just empty. Worse than empty. It was truly horrifying. But the most telling comment, I think, in the entire press conference was when he said it would be very discouraging to the American people to find out about all the death that American soldiers suffered today. It's never, it crosses his mind that it's discouraging to the American people to find out that 100,000 Iraqis have been slaughtered. Republicans love that. Bush supporters love it. They feast on it. They drink the blood and eat the flesh. And we're not talking transubstantiation here. We're talking, as far as I'm concerned, damn near literally. Republicans love it. Conservatives love it. They love the death and the destruction. It is fun to watch them die. It is fun to hear that they have died. Now, as far as the Americans dying, well, we'll put that on the back burner. After all, those are Americans fighting for the glory of George W. Bush and the flag and freedom, freedom, freedom. To you red state lurkers, you Republicans, you conservatives, you Bush supporters that sit around and listening to this program at night, probably half-clothed, you know, you make me sick. You really do. You're disgusting and you're contemptible. And eventually, your God, the one you devised to work things out for you, is going to snap your heads off and cast you into hell. Please know that that's the truth. I got the word from the dark angel himself, all right? Okay! David is calling from Atlanta. David, thanks for holding on. I admire your perversity, probably. But anyway, David, welcome to the program.
Hey, Mike.
Hey, David.
Have you ever heard the phrase that freedom isn't free?
No, I've never heard that.
Freedom doesn't come free, man. Somebody's got to die in order for people to live free.
Well, what the hell are you doing alive?
Well, your melodrama about...
No, wait a second. If that's true, why aren't you dead? You don't respect freedom. What are you, a communist?
No, I'm not a soldier.
Well, the soldier, that doesn't mean anything. What about the 100,000 Iraqi civilians that have died? You're a hypocrite and you're a coward, David.
3,000 people that died here on 9/11.
Iraq had nothing to do with that.
Man, listen, all those people over there dancing in the streets and our people dying in the World Trade Center. Let me tell you something, buddy. What do you want?
I'm not your buddy, David. Don't call me your buddy.
What do you want them to do? Did they start crying or something?
What?
What do you expect Bush to do? Just start crying in the press conference?
What are you talking about?
When he's talking about the soldiers who got killed, they're soldiers.
Can you get the rag out of your mouth so I can understand what you're saying?
Listen, what do you want Bush to do? Did they start crying or something?
About what?
About the soldiers who got killed. You're talking about he didn't say nothing about them. What is he supposed
to do? Well, you're the one that said freedom isn't free. Why aren't you dead?
What? Man, let me tell you.
Why aren't you dead, you hypocrite? You're sucking up somebody else's blood. Somebody else died to keep your worthless ass alive. Why aren't you dead?
Bush said he's bringing elections.
Why aren't you dead?
They got elections.
Hey, call me when you're dead. Why aren't you dead, David?
What the hell do you mean? I'm not a soldier, man.
Well, that has nothing to do with it. Freedom isn't free.
What do you feel when you see your flag, when you see your
freedom
flag?
Freedom isn't free, anything? David! Oh, David, freedom isn't
why
free!
Why do you still live here, man? Why
what?
Do you still live here if you hate the country so much? Why do you still live here?
I love the country. You're the one that hates
right.
it. You won't die
but
for
you
it.
But you talk about the president like he's nothing.
Oh, he's worse than nothing. He's a pig. He's a giggling killer.
Man, they ought to investigate you, man.
They have many times, David. What
that's
else you got? What else you got to say?
I just think that last night you were saying Bush was a liar, and he didn't say nothing that was true. He said he's going to bring elections to Iraqi people. They're having elections this Sunday.
What?
So there. He said he's bringing elections to Iraqi people. They're having elections this Sunday.
You think those are elections they're having?
Well, what do you call them? They're having elections.
A farce? A joke? I don't call them elections. Don't you know that 80% of the country of Iraq, it's not safe to go vote?
Man, let me tell you something.
Tell me something, David.
They're having elections, okay? They freed 25 million people. I guess if you had it your way, we have gays running the streets.
I would, David. As a matter of fact, you look pretty good to me. You want to get together a little bit later? Huh?
Yeah, Saddam Hussein still in power.
Let me ask you something, David. David, let me see if I can penetrate your massive ignorance. If Bush said he's going to bomb Iraq and he bombs Iraq, that's not a lie, but it's wrong, right? If he says he's going to eat a ham sandwich and he does not, and he does, he's not a liar, but it doesn't matter. So if he says he's going to have elections and he forces them on these Shiites, does that mean it's really an election? David?
Okay, Mr. Democrat liberal, what do you want to see? You want to put Saddam back in power? You want to put Saddam back over there? Huh? Is that what you want? You want those people living under Saddam Hussein again? Huh?
Well, that's not a bad idea. What do you want to do?
I think we ought to do what we're doing, man.
What's that, man?
Which is get those guys out of power and get free elections over there.
Yeah? And how do we get the free elections, David?
By the way that we're doing it now, man.
What, kill everybody?
Not killing everybody.
We've killed 100,000 of them. How many do we have to kill before they can have their free elections, David?
Would you go over there and count them?
You half-wit. Take this guy out. David, go away. You jerk. Jesus. And the guy called from Atlanta? See, this is where we live. This is where Kathy and I and my baby live. Amidst this kind of muck. You know, Kathy's motion at me through the glass here. You know, string him on. Let him talk. And all I want to do is just cut him off, get rid of him. He's just a moron. This kind of a lump, this waste of human DNA that I don't know, somebody dialed the phone for him. And this jerk sat there for 2 hours to say that. Which is okay. I mean, that's fine. It's America. It's a free country. You moron, if you want to call this program. But did you all heard that, didn't you? This is what we live in here in Atlanta. This is the kind of mentality that laps up against the curbstones around the city. It's just swill. It's like those horrifying images after the tsunami of the corpses and the things and stuff. You know, ebbing and flowing and ebbing and flowing and that motion, and you look at that and you go, my God, that's the kind of mentality that exists here in most of the South, but especially here in Georgia, the buckle of the Bible Belt. It's hideous. It's absolutely hideous. Well, if you want to hear a typical Bush supporter, there he was. That was it. That's what put Bush in office, if the freak voted. But it's that mentality that put Bush there. But you all know that. Yeah, I kept him on the phone for 3-4 minutes. It's like I said the other night. And the guy sent me an email about cats playing with animals. Don't email me again. But playing with David is like a cat plays with a mole before the cat just rips the mole's head off and kicks it into hell. You know what I'm saying? Oh, let me take a quick shower and we'll be back right after this break. I'm Mike Molloy. This is Air America Radio. We gotta get out of this.
Has he mentioned yet tonight how much he hates these people? It's more of Mike Malloy.
You know what David reminds me of? He reminds me of the two reasons why it's so hard to solve a redneck murder here in the South. Number one, all the DNA is the same. And number two, there aren't any dental records. You go, David! Who damn dog is? I want you to squeal like a pig, boy. David, if you're still listening, you got a purty mouth. Oh, my God. That's a Bush supporter. Now, I get a lot of emails, you see, from people that say to me things like, not now, but people say, well, Mike, we have to engage the conservatives. We have to discuss. No, sorry. I don't engage trash like that. You know, I sweep it to the curb. I let the trucks roll over it. But it's amazing, isn't it? You ever heard the freedom isn't free? Well, then why aren't you fighting for it? I ain't a soldier. Well, sign up, half-wit. There's a recruiter looking for you. Oh, well, if you're going to put it that way, the hell with it. You know, who'd stay here and make payments on my trailer? Nothing against trailers. Nothing against trailers. Mark in Iowa, our assistant military attaché, happens to live in a trailer, right, Mark? Love you, Mark. Haven't heard from Mark in months, man. I hope it didn't blow away out there in Iowa. Just kidding, Mark. Just kidding. God. We got any more of those? Man, I feel like picking the wings off of bugs tonight. I'm just in such a perverse mood after listening to Bush. We got any more? You got any more? Some of my neighbors, what the hell am I talking about? These are people I live with. I probably pass that guy on the street out here. Hey, how you doing, buddy? Good. Where you going? I'm going to go kill me some niggers. I'm going to go execute me some queers. Oh, really? Jesus. I'm going to get me one of them commie liberals. You know, I love George Bush. Hell, I'd let him have sex with my wife. I love him so much. If I had a wife, I got a dog. He can have sex with my dog. Hell, I do. I believe in sharing. Damn, I'm American. You know, freedom isn't free. No, it ain't. Costs $1.95 over here at Walmart. You get one of them yellow ribbons and you put it on the back of your car, the one that says, Jesus Christ is my co-pilot and fight the dirty commies over in, well, it doesn't say all that, but you know what I'm talking about. Anybody in here got some skull? I'm about out of teeth. I think, you know what? I think I'm going to call that Mike Malloy show. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to call Mike Malloy. Now, let me see. I've been sitting on hold here for 2 damn hours. Oh, wait, he's about to take my call. David, welcome to the program. All right, you know freedom ain't free. You call me. You want queers dancing in the streets, don't you, boy? David, what the hell are you talking about? I'm talking... Bush gonna have elections in Iraq. That's what I'm talking about. Jesus. Oh, man. Thank God I live in a neighborhood that is about 90% black. We don't put up with it. See, I've got good neighbors. I've got people who know how to speak English. I've got people, when you see them on the street, you say, hi, Mike. Hi, James. What's up? Not much. How are you and the babe? Doing fine. Now, see, that was a real racist statement on my part, wasn't it? But by God, I mean it. I mean it. You don't know. Listen, you people that live outside of the South, CW, my good buddy over in Mississippi will tell you, you don't know white people until you have come South. Woo! You do not know. You do not know the depths that white people... Now, black folk know, see. They know. But until you come down here, you know, you folks that live on the coast, you folks that live in the Midwest, you white people... You ought to make a trip down here sometime. Come in the summer. Come down here when it's 108 degrees. I was telling Kathy, you know, I was awake till 5 o'clock this morning. And, you know, we usually get home about 1:30 Eastern time and change Molly. And she might nurse for a little while. And you know, Kathy and I will maybe watch some TV or catch up on some reading a little bit. I'll get on the Internet, check the email. And then things kind of wind down. By about 2:30, we're ready to crash. And here lately, though, you know, 2:30, I'm not ready to crash. Kathy goes to sleep because we know Molly's going to wake up in about, you know, 3 hours. 3 o'clock, not ready to go to sleep. 3:30, I'm still sitting there, you know. 4 o'clock, still sitting there. 4:30. So, and, you know, I finally go to sleep. And I know that, see, that. You all, some of you experience this too. You go to sleep then and you have all these anxiety dreams. Whatever your, you know, whatever, however your brain, when it's asleep, interprets this generalized free-floating anxiety that's floating around us, just so thick here lately. You know, you have those dreams. Anxiety dreams, right? So I don't know how much longer this can go on for those of us who really give a damn, who really care, who are concerned about this. There's almost something to say about the ignorance of a David. You know, he just he can sit back on his ass and you know finally work up enough courage to call a liberal talk show and say, "Well, your freedom ain't free." You know. You ought to be investigated. That kind of crap, you know. And he means it. He means it. You want queers to dance in the street. Isn't it funny how they always go right to the queer thing, right? Huh? Oh, David, you sure got a pretty mouth. I don't know. It's bizarre. It's just bizarre. I'll see you tomorrow night, okay? Take care. Watch your back. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio.